next item is Royal Farm Store, number 171, conditional use number 1927, site plan routes 13 and 24.
This is a site plan for a 5,786 square foot convenience store with gas pumps. It's located on 9.5 acres. Property zoned AR1 and C1. The conditional use was approved April 17th of this year with 6 conditions. As required by the approved ordinance, the conditions of approval need to be noted on the final site plan. All the structures meet the minimum requirements of the zoning code except the proposed gas canopy that fronts US 13. The AR1 section of it, the site, the setbacks meet the minimum requirements. The CR or the C1 portion do not. They would need to revise that, or they would have to obtain a variance from the Board of Adjustment. 34 parking spaces are required, 75 are provided. A portion of 8 spaces are located within the setback along Route 24, which are subject to site plan review. On-site and septic and well are proposed. The developers have provided a privacy fence along the lands of Carolyn O'Neill. Ingress and egress to the site is off of Route 24. They do have a right in and a right out off of US 13. They submitted a landscaping plan. If the commission granted preliminary approval, final could be with the stipulation that the staff shall receive all agency approvals, that the canopy in the C1 portion either obtain a variance or be amended to meet the 60-foot setback, and that the final site plan contains the conditions of approval. Since I wrote the note, provided you with these notes, the engineer has requested, since the one of the conditions was that there would be a landscape buffer along the AR1 portion of the conditional use site, the engineer is requesting that that condition be amended to be deleted, since the commission started that condition. You can't amend it or waive it if you choose to do so. The C1 portion, to do away with the buffer, they would have to apply to the Board of Adjustment for a variance.
Mr. Chairman, I think the site plan, when you look at it, it's glaring why we discussed this should be one zoning instead of two on the site. So hopefully that's still in the property owner's mind to pursue that at some point. I appreciate the fact that they did include on the 24 exit that there is a left and right turn exit there, and I thank the applicant for doing that. I also appreciate the fact on the landscape plan that they've got some substantial landscaping bordering the O'Neill property, which I think is very appropriate. I do have concerns regarding the landscaping on the corner of that intersection of 24 and Route 13. I understand what Mr. Abbott has said as far as that's part of the highway overlay and can't be arbitrarily removed by us, but I think it's wise for that issue to be visited either with the Board of Adjustments or DLDOT, because that's a busy intersection and visibility, as you note, both the 13 stop line and the 24 stop line exiting are well behind the shrubbery line and tree line. And so we're gonna have people both guessing to pull out and people turning off 13 to go on 24, not being able to see traffic parked behind that tree line. And I just think that's probably not the safest thing to do, but that's out of our purview. With that, I think I'm ready to make a motion to grant the preliminary application unless the other commissioners have other thoughts.
Anyone?
I do not.
I agree with what Mr. Ross said.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the preliminary approval of the site plan for conditional use 1927 on routes 13 and 24, with a stipulation that the final site plan approval shall be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals, that the canopy fronting on U.S. Route 13 be revised to meet the C1 setback or a variance be obtained from the Board of Adjustment, and the final site plan include the conditions of approval noted on it.
Second.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are you going to, going to amend the request to delete the plantings along
the conditional use portion?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, I agree. I think along with the other, if we ever did put it all in one site, that's going to go well beyond that. So I'll reword that to delete the plantings on Route 13 on the conditional use portion only.
Second. Moving seconded to approve Royal Farm Store number 171, conditional use number 1927, site plan on routes 13 and 14 for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.